Hi, Garrett. Good to see you, buddy. How you doing there?
Sorry, I was hungry.
How was breakfast?
Oh my gosh, I was so hungry, I totally forgot to come up here.
It's okay.
I said, what, did you forget about me? And I got an exclamation point back. Yes. What was for breakfast? What'd you eat?
Well, I'm still eating it down there. I didn't bring it up.
Oh, you didn't bring it with?
It's getting cold.
Sandwich.
Oh, okay.
It's a particular restaurant or a grocery store had buy one, get one on Pringles. So I had some Pringles this morning.
Well, Pringles, that's another good name.
You know, they put it in the front of the store and you walk by it and the marketing is just great because there I am buying it.
We need to ask your opinion, and you're coming in cold, so you have no idea, but this morning we've been talking about the Mega Pet Adoption event, and so Christine is going to go to the Mega Pet Adoption event, which means she's coming home with a puppy or a dog.
Yeah, you can't just go and not, unless you just want to observe.
Okay, you're not helping.
No, she's going to come back with a dog. It's going to happen, but now the question is it going to be the WOKV mascot, and we think it will, and so we're trying to come up with a name, and we've had some really good ones. We had Walk-A-V for WOKV.
Okay, I get that,
What is it? What did you say, Scotty? Bodie McThree things? No.
Biggie McThree things.
Biggie McThree things, yes, which we could obviously tie in a sponsorship with Safe Touch Home Security.
Could be Action Jacks.
But that's not WOKV.
I know, that's true.
I mean, it's a collaboration partnership, but...
Hot Mike.
Hot Mike, that's a good one.
Hot
Mike is a good one.
We need to meet the dog
first. What about Rap?
Rap.
Oh, Rap.
I like that. Vosat.
This poor dog.
My home's like, what?
Inside baseball going on right now. All right.
Barking News.
Barking News. Ooh, that's a good one. See, Scott needs to come up with the name. Give it some time, let it simmer, and come back with us Monday, and you'll have a chance to meet young pup on Monday because I know she's bringing it in.
We don't even, are we even allowed to have dogs in the building?
There's been some spotted in the TV side.
Okay.
Bachman, we haven't been told we're not.
All the time, Teddy comes in all the time.
Setting company
acts
policy.
Like he owns a place. Yep.
So. Who, Bachman?
Yeah, well, both. The dog and Bachman.
I love it. All right, well, what we usually do on a Friday morning when Garrett comes up is talk about the weekend, but it's the summertime, so we know. Hot, humid, stormy. Garrett, good to see you.
Yeah, that's great. All right, take care. I'm going to go eat now.
Oh, see, look, there's a pet. There's a little puppy right there on the other TV station. See, ooh. You're going to have you will have a puppy here. All right, how hot, how humid, and when will the storms happen? That's the nuance of the weekend weather.
Yeah, it's like, when is it going to happen, right? So we'll be in the low 90s this weekend. Today, we're going to have some thunderstorms here developing, moving west to east, similar to yesterday, so that'll impact the I-95 corridor, downtown Duval County, St. John's, Nassau, and even Baker County and Clay County here today. We'll see that developing after lunchtime. So through your lunch commute, I think we're mainly dry. And then by 4, 5, and 6 o'clock, we'll have some of those thunderstorms to deal with, heavy downpours, some lightning involved, and a few gusty winds out of the question, especially if you get the sea breeze interaction. So we'll track that today. But tomorrow, we'll have an opportunity for maybe an isolated shower before noon. But then we began to redevelop it into the afternoon in terms of coverage with a few widely scattered downpours for our afternoon, unfortunately. But if you got things in the morning, it should be fine. It'd be warm and humid, 70s and 80s. So it's kind of muggy. It feels like today, 100 to 105. That'll be the case over the weekend, 100 plus feels like temperatures. But we'll also have some rain and thunderstorms to deal with. A little bit more coverage, slightly more Saturday versus Sunday, but we'll track at least that potential on Sunday, too. And into the first day of July on Monday, here we are in July already almost, we're going to see 90s, started off with 90s and some afternoon thunderstorms.
And that's about average for the high, right?
Low 90s? 91, 92 degrees this time of year. Well, 91 technically is our official high temperature average for right now. So, just slightly above if you have to. But you have to have highs and lows to make an average. So.
Yeah. And Burris did declare finally, midweek, that the wet season is now finally here. That's not like some arbitrary thing. There's actually some signs behind it that he told me about.
Yeah, we do about 50% coverage across our viewing area and for 3 days in a row. So that was Monday and not by a cold front, and it's kind of the sea breeze and the heating of the day kind of stuff. So Monday, we have declared here in the First Alert Weather Center our wet season has began.
Yeah. Hot, humid, and stormy is the season that we deal with now, and we're now a month in, almost a full month into the Atlantic hurricane season, and we've had some developments. The one that you guys seem to be eyeing right now is the one that takes that quote-unquote low road off the Horn of Africa and then making its way, kind of chugging along there. What's that looking like?
Yeah, so it's either right near or just south of 10 degrees north latitude, which is actually kind of the threshold in meteorology school. When you talk about tropical systems, they have to be at least near or north of 10 degrees north so you can get some of that Earth spin to help aid in the little counterclockwise flow here in the northern hemisphere. So it's right about there. So it's a low latitude tropical wave right now, and it'll gain some latitude over the next couple of days. And in fact, the Hurricane Center is saying this morning at the 8 a.m. update, that they may go ahead with a tropical depression or tropical storm today or tomorrow. So It's getting looking a little bit better. It's got to get a little bit more organized with some of those thunderstorms. But already, it could be with winds 35 miles an hour. So with the winds out there in the open waters of the Atlantic. So if you have travel plans this weekend into the Caribbean, if you're flying into Barbados, for example, by Monday, that's when there'll be impacts there with the latest timing of this. It's moving steadily to the west, west-northwest, around 15 to 20 miles per hour right now. So there could be a strong tropical storm and maybe even a low-end hurricane by then. So the good news is for us is we think this is going to stay to the south as of right now in terms of a ridge of high pressure will be parked over us over the southeast, kind of blocking it from coming this way. So we'll watch it into next week, make sure that doesn't change or there's a weakness in the ridge or anything like that. But right now, I'm not too concerned about it locally.
All right, and that would be Beryl.
That would be Beryl if he gets it first. There is an opportunity for the cluster of showers and storms entering the Bay of Campeche, southwestern Gulf of Mexico, into Monday as well, moving back into Mexico. So no worries for us on that. I think this one would get a name first, timing-wise,
yeah,
in terms
okay.
of the one in the Atlantic.
Got it. And the water temps already up near Bathwater. I mean, it's like 80-plus degrees already.
Yeah, 84, 85 here locally, depending on time of day. But out there, it's well above average in terms of sea surface temperatures in the tropical Atlantic. And this is early to even see in the potential of this kind of long-track tropical wave getting into a named storm status. I don't think it'll happen by Monday, but this would be only the second time since we've kept records that if it were to achieve a hurricane status east of the Lesser Antilles Islands in the month of June. But I think it would be maybe July 1st, July 2nd when that happens. So that stat goes out the window.
Next Thursday is the 4th. Is it too early to say if it's dry for firework time at night?
It looks mainly dry right now. I've got isolated afternoon thunderstorms for us on July 4th. So, you know, they could linger into the early evening. But by firework time, 9 o'clock plus, should be dry now the way we look right now. It's going to be hot in the mid-90s.
Are you going to have baby headphones on baby Biedenbaugh for the 4th of July fireworks for his first show?
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea. Maybe we should.
Earmuffs? Or
hopefully he'll be asleep and he won't get woken up.
He'll get woken up.
Yeah.
What's the biggest achievement in the last couple? We haven't seen you in a few weeks.
Big achievement? Yeah. So he's keeping his eyes open longer. And he's liking tummy time a lot better now these days. So
do I.
He's getting his shots next week. Yeah, I like tummy time. Yeah. Two-month shots next week.
So then we'll see him.
That's right, yeah.
We might have
that's
a puppy and a baby in the studio.
Oh, bring them both.
Oh, yeah. My goodness.
It'll be a big day.
Those first shots are always scary for dads, aren't they? And moms.
I tried to get out of going.
You got to look away when it happens.
Was like, no, you're going. I'm like, I don't want to hear him cry like that.
I know. It's the worst when you feel that. But
anyway.
All right. So enjoy the weekend and enjoy seeing our puppy, our WOKV puppy next week. We'll come up here on Monday. Looking forward to it. Enjoy the weekend with First Alert Weather Team. Stay weather aware through the weekend. Download the WOKV app. If we do happen to have any severe storms, we can give you the first alert there. Obviously, First Alert on TV with Corey Simmons, Trevor Gibbs, who will be on CBS 47 and Fox 30 throughout the weekend.